Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me on the line this morning is Brigadier Vishnu Naidu, South African Police Service National Commissioner spokesperson. Good morning, Brigadier. How are you?
Good morning, Cathy. Very well, thanks. And yourself?
All right, thank you. Thank you for making the time to speak to me so nice and early on this Friday morning. So,
thank you for this opportunity, yeah.
How long does it take to analyze DNA in a crime lab?
Well, Cathy, we have two categories of analysis that we do. It's called a routine and a non-routine category.
Okay.
So the routine categories would take 33 days. That's the turnaround time that we've set for the routine categories. But of course, it can be done sooner. But the maximum is of is 33 days. And the non-routine, which are analysis that would require greater research, which is more in-depth. Sometimes we need to even, if we don't have the capability to do it in our lab, maybe even send it abroad, which is actually quite rare situations, that can take approximately 3 months.
So you've got more realistic timelines. Can you give me an example of what would be routine testing versus non-routine testing?
I'm not very technically inclined, but those samples that you would lift from a crime scene, and I'm going to try not to mention them because it can educate criminals.
Yes.
On what they can and cannot do, that you can lift on crime scenes. And then when you do toxicology testing, on victims and so forth. So the ones that you lift on the crime scene, they are more inclined to fall in the routine category. And then the toxicology testing, where you're testing for chemicals, poisons, and those can fall onto non-routine testing.
Okay, that's so interesting, because when one watches TV shows, these crime shows, which I'm sure drive you possibly crazy, because, it creates a very unrealistic expectation. What is the status of South African crime labs? How many do we have, firstly?
Currently, we have three that's serving the whole country.
Wow.
And there are more that are being, there's another one that's being developed in the Eastern Cape. There's one that has just been upgraded in the Western Cape recently, a few years ago. Then there's one in Pretoria, and then KZN. But KZN, we experienced the problem 2 years ago when we had massive flooding. So a lot of those samples are going to Pretoria, which actually was the case before KZN had its lab. It was actually being tested in Pretoria. But there are plans in place to establish new labs, like I said. So Eastern Cape is already on the cards, and then we are doing feasibility studies as well as work studies, is what we call them, to establish capacity and so forth to actually establish labs in other parts of the country. I'm not going to mention right now which provinces, because it might create an expectation.
Yeah.
But there are definitely plans in place to establish these labs.
Now, one would think that with the very, very high crime rate that we do have here in South Africa, that we would have more crime labs, or even utilizing private labs.
Sorry, just repeat that. I lost you there.
With South Africa, where we have such a high crime rate, one would assume that we would have more than three labs, even utilizing the services possibly of private labs, because I believe that there's quite a backlog. Is that true?
Actually, Cathy, let me just start by saying that What we do in essence is we test all samples or analyze all samples so that we can keep the results of those samples in the database. But remember, at any given time, not all samples are required immediately. It's only for the purpose of prosecution, is where you need to link a suspect that you've arrested to a crime scene, or you need to do identification of a victim for the purpose of burials and so forth.
Right.
Then we prioritize those cases. So in essence, it's not as many cases as one would expect. But yes, of course, ideally we would like to have labs all over the country. Ideally, we'd like to have one policeman per citizen in the country. But of course, we all know that's not the case at the moment. And it's not always practically possible. This is an international norm, actually, where when you have laboratories like this here, You don't have it, in every particular area, so to speak.
That is where, unfortunately, we have to leave it. I think it is a fascinating field, as many, many other people do as well. And hopefully we can start getting through that backlog and just getting the DNA results out that are needed. Thank you so much, Brigadier.
I just wanted to say, Kathy, the issue of the backlog.
Yes.
It's actually a thing of the past now because it's being addressed, quite decisively. We have got the consumables. We've put our analysts on a rotation basis, on overtime as well.
Amazing.
And that is being addressed in the statement that I put out on Monday. Talks to all of that. So we are on track to making sure that, our cases, as well as the identification of victims for the purpose of burials,
yes,
are not compromised.
Well, thank you for doing the job that you do.
Brigadier,
wish you a good weekend. Stay safe.
You too, and the listeners. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. That's Brigadier Vishnu Naidu, the South African Police Service National Commissioner spokesperson, talking about the DNA labs.